Hey guys, welcome to our dialogues with Dr. Cousins and myself, Richard Sachs. We're going to talk about what's going on in the world and specifically how to respond to it. We're looking at solutions, and thank you for honoring us with your presence today. We really appreciate it, especially since we see you as the solution, and we'll clarify that. Dr. Cousins is going to get into it right away, and welcome, Gabriel. It's nice to see you again. Let's get into what we're going to talk about today and
okay. Thank you, Richard. So we are trying to look at a spiritual solution to a spiritual problem rather than a political solution to a spiritual problem which doesn't work and hasn't worked. And we'll talk more about it after we do a little meditating and dancing and singing to get us into the right mindset. And so let's start with a little prayer, which is merging the heart and mind, which is really, really important for this. The Shimikud Kudushabri Hu Ushinate Bi Imalayad Shimikibovke Biadeshlam Hashem Kuzrael Kolam Amen. And just feel that inner peace, merging of heart and mind, heavens and earth. Okay. So, most of you know how to meditate, but for those who don't or are new, I'm going to just give you a technique. It's not the only technique in the world, but it is what we need to do here. And it's yod on the in-breath, okay, which is over here, hey on the out-breath, wa on the in-breath, hey on the out-breath. Yod from the base to the heart, hey out to the heart. Wah from the base to the third eye, and hey out to the heart. And we simply repeat this name, which is the name that Moses received from the burning bush. So it's got a lot of power, and its name of God is grace. Okay, so let's dance for a little bit to get our spiritual joy going. Take 3 minutes, and we'll meditate just for a little bit, and then we'll have actually a discussion about what we just were talking about privately before we start. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Now we're just going to go into meditation. Just focus on my eyes. Feel the energy coming through. Okay, now in the meditation. Okay, welcome back. We had a little technical difficulties. It's good to do it when we're meditating and it's silent. So what we're talking about today is a powerful solution to the political chaos that's being created in this world. Okay, welcome back. I'm heard we had some difficulties. So hopefully this is going to happen. So what I want to say is that there is really a potential solution to this political chaos, and the solution is a spiritual solution. And it's something we've known about for a long time. I first learned about it when we started the Beast 21 in 1986. Is that a small group of people meditating together create a field that's equal to the square of that group. So if there's 10 people meditating, it's as if 100 people are. Now, what's really important is the research shows in over 300 studies that we really actually affect the global mind. Now, you talk 10 people meditating, it actually affects kind of it in an area, okay, like a town or a city. And they see that when people are meditating, even 1% of the population, you have a 16% drop in violent crime, murders, and theft, that kind of thing. And as they expanded that research, like in Rhode Island, you were 200 meditators went in for the whole state, and there's a drop in violent crime by 43%. Next year they went back in, drop was 49%. In other words, it works. There's a field of consciousness that gets created where people have an expanded consciousness and are more peaceful because they're more tuned into the truth of who they are. So it occurred to me, looking at what's going on in the world today. Okay, so folks, we've converted to audio just to keep things in order. And the message is very clear. When people meditate together in a focused purpose, we change the global mind. We change the frequency around us. In this case, we're meditating on peace, we're uplifting the frequency. It's that straightforward. So it occurred to me, as it came in meditation, that this is a potentially extremely powerful solution to transferring the chaos back into the harmony of truth and peace within our own consciousness. If we look at evil, a lot of which is happening, the key is not doing away with evil. The key is to bring evil back to its source, which is the divine. That's what this meditation is about, is that when we're meditating and creating a thought form for peace, we're actually creating a pathway back to the divine, where we're creating chaos. We're taking chaos and bringing it back into unifying harmony. And that is the way we can change the vibration in this world at this time. I'm really suggesting we're playing with the idea of trying to do this once a week for a half hour. So I'm going to invite Richard in to see what he has to say about it. We did discuss it, but let's invite him in. And really, I want to invite everybody in because this is going to be a collective effort.
Okay, you guys. So hopefully he'll come right back. But I was thinking, you know, the first time it dropped off, he was saying the word chaos, and I was saying, I called him on the cell phone to try to get him back and said, Dr. Cousins, you don't have to be demonstrating the chaos. Just talk about it. But apparently the chaos wants to demonstrate itself today. So we're getting a lot of interference. And, you know, he asked me what I think of the idea. I think it's a great idea. And he started with the premise that we have a spiritual problem that is masquerading as a political problem. And I totally agree.
Go ahead, Richard. I just got in. Go ahead.
Okay, hopefully you stay there.
My picture's there. Should I turn the picture off?
Well, if it works with your picture, that's great.
I don't know. I took it off. Okay.
So anyway, I'm agreeing with you that this is a spiritual problem. But, you know, if you really take that to its logical conclusion, everything is a spiritual problem. And I don't mean what you believe. I mean what's really going on. And this thing that people call God being real. And, you know, what's on the surface is just very superficial reflection of what's really happening. So when you get physical chaos in the world, which has been going on in all of recent history back tens of thousands of years, as far as I know, and maybe longer, with one side killing the other, and then the other side kills the other side, and it's like the Hatfield and McCoy feud on a big scale that keeps going and going and never stops, and you get new tyrants taking over for the old tyrants, and that's because it's viewed as just a political problem of having to have the right guys win, whereas what you're talking about is changing the whole paradigm from conflict to harmony. And I completely agree with that. I think that's the challenge that no one, you know, no group of people that I know of in history has succeeded in stopping the old paradigm. It's still going. Maybe there are individual small groups and single people who are in harmony with God themselves, but something much bigger is needed right now based on what's going on. And I think your idea is great.
It's the only thing I can think of that makes any sense for who, in a sense, who we are as participants on the planet. It's the place where we have power.
Right. And people might think, you know, and this is why it's spiritual and religious things, in my opinion, are not censored, is because they're seen as having no physical effect. And that's been proven not to be the case on a small scale. And the whole challenge now is what you've talked about before, proven on a limited scale. X percentage of decrease in violent crime during meditation progress, and you know, that lasts for a while. Can it be scaled up to complete at this point? And the people who are listening to you, it's really in their hands to do that. So you're explaining.
Yeah, and that's it. The beauty is it's very simple. The key is getting a significant amount of people who are willing to commit to meditating for a half hour, meditating for peace and a visualization, a half hour once a week. That's really what it comes down to. Do we have that level of commitment to make this happen and share this with others? Because it's the square of the number of people meditating. So we have 1,000 people meditating, it's, you know, 1 million people or something like that. It's 60, so it's 1 million people. So we have great potential to change the consciousness of the planet. As Margaret Mead said, a small group of people can make a huge difference in the consciousness of the planet. So it's all there for us. There's nothing new. There's nothing experimental. It's just, do we have the spiritual willpower, no matter what your background is, your spiritual background, to work together to make this happen? And I'm putting it out there, as I put it out to Richard and Doug too, that, you know, anyone who's really interested, like, write us, communicate, because the question is, how do we get such a non-sectarian approach going? There are groups who do this, but you have to join the group. So we don't want to have people joining a group. We just want to have people meditating. That's it. So it has to be kind of no attachments, you know, no personal benefit, but it's everyone benefits because it's for the world. Richard, what do you think?
Yeah, you're saying you don't want it to be partisan, you know, like promoting a certain ideology or a label or, you know, point of view. You want it
or a product or whatever, or a channel or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, this is not for promotion or for commercialization. This is to change what's going on in the world while we still have time to do that before it gets more serious.
Right. Well, exactly.
And you also want to demonstrate unity instead of everybody fighting with each other.
Yeah. Well, create unity, in essence, you know, and a unity of the heart, unity of the mind, unity of the soul, so that we have the power to change the consciousness of the planet. That's actually what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Presently, other people are using their power to affect the consciousness of the planet. And it's up to us to not oppose anything, but to create more light, to create more love, to create more peace by creating a consciousness that supports it, planetary consciousness.
So, you know, most
not people, in opposition. It's not in opposition.
Most people see the physical efforts to create chaos, like you were talking about, starting wars, creating bank collapses like they're doing now to push us onto CBDCs, medical misinformation to get you to do things to your body to kill you. Those are physical efforts, but above that, it's probably, you know, visible to people who really look that this is incredibly well orchestrated from a global level and above. And at the top, they understand that what Dr. Cousins is saying is true. And so they're using this on the dark side to project conflict and chaos and division and self-condemnation and all kinds of lower frequency emotional states, because that's what's really behind their hopes of exterminating humanity. The thing is that light is much stronger intrinsically than darkness, because light is real and permanent. Darkness is a temporary clouding of light, that's all, and it doesn't last. So if we do the same thing, you know, with not only greater numbers but greater focus, then the darkness has no choice but to disappear.
To return to the light.
Yeah, everything returns to light.
Yeah.
Because that's where it all came from.
That's, you just articulated it. So we're requesting anyone who's interested to kind of let us know. And you can do it. We got Lost Arts Radio. We got drcousins.com. Let us know you're interested. Let us know your ideas for helping. Let us know your contacts. How do we get this off the ground? And that's really the idea. In the meantime, we have Peace 21 coming up this coming Tuesday at 7 p.m. Israel time, which is noon on the East Coast time and 9 a.m. on the West Coast time. So
tell people again who haven't heard of it before what that is.
Yeah, so Peace 21 is the prototype for what we're doing, which is on each equinox and solstice where there's more energy available astrologically and so forth. That it's we meditate for peace for 30 minutes with a visualization in there. And it's the prototype. We've been doing it since 1986. It started actually on December 21st, the very first one, and then that was 1985. And then 1986, I kind of took it over or filled in as people kind of had illness problems. And I, you know, we've been doing it since then. On each equinox and solstice for a half hour, meditating, groups of people meditating around the world all at the same time, which is what makes it really, really powerful, and creating a synergy that shifts consciousness. And the research shows that it decreases sunspots on the sun. I mean, it's at least solar, if not intergalactic, and it decreases crime and violent crime and murder. It's, you know, because the frequency gets raised to a place where that just isn't what's going to happen. So we're literally creating such a positive vibration that the physical violence is greatly diminished. It's not supported by the frequency of peace and love. And that's the beauty. That's how it works. So taking this principle of and each equinox and solstice, where we see these big drops in crime. Like in Rhode Island, it was 43% one time and then 49% another time. Those are huge drops, and everybody feels good. Everybody feels love. Everybody's heart opens up. So it's a win-win-win situation. So that's what we're proposing, is taking the Peace 21 model, which is happening next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Israel time, that to do this, and we'll be talking about an overall bigger plan.
Now, is that on the equinox, Dr. Cousins?
Yes. you know, the equinox is really over 3 days. So we pick that particular day, the 21st, each time, because it's going to be in one of those 3 days.
Okay, except for this Tuesday is the 14th.
No, not this Tuesday, a week from Tuesday.
Yeah, okay, got it.
21st. Thank you.
Right.
Yeah, so it's the 21st, okay, on Tuesday. So it's something we can do. We have the power to do it. God made it really, really simple for us. That's the beauty. It's like, okay, this isn't so hard. But we have to show up. It is time that we show up. And the more we show up, the more the power of the divine, the power of inner peace, the power of love begins to transform consciousness of the planet. It's very straightforward. But you got to show up. Richard, anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I just really support what you're saying. And I'm just thinking while you're talking that, all right, a lot of people believe in this, and many of them think, well, this all comes into harmony when you die. And I'm saying, no, don't wait till you die. Important, you know, detail here. Do it now, because what's going on in the outside world is a reflection of the consciousness of humanity. And if people are walking around like hypnotized zombies, you know, with a lot of self-condemnation reflected in hatred for other people, and, you know, just chaos, like you were saying, then it's all war and physical chaos and famine and disease. And you also get a situation where people will follow mentally ill leaders who are, you know, really out of touch with this harmony and thinking that they're going to get ahead by hurting and killing other people. And we've got billions of people willing to follow their orders. And when you bring yourself into inner harmony, it's not irrelevant, it's not impractical, it's directly at the root of your effect on everybody else. So if you do that inside yourself, nobody's going to follow insane orders anymore, and things will change radically.
Perfect. So we bless you all with inner peace and outer peace, and really thank you for tuning into us. And very much thank you for considering meditating with us on each equinox and solstice, Peace 21 coming up a week from tomorrow, but being ready to share and spread this approach to healing and transforming the planet. We don't know just where we're going to initiate this, because we're just starting to talk about it, and we have to set up appropriate channels and so forth. But sooner than later. And so I thank Doug, I thank Richard for the light that you are all shining, and I thank everyone who's listening. Because without you, it's not going to happen on the planet. Simple. Simple as that. So peace be with you, and blessings on my part. Thank you for listening. Richard, I'm turning it back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Cousins. That was great. I totally support that. And it doesn't, you know, just to clarify a couple of things for people, it doesn't mean not to give full attention to what you're doing on the physical level. There are people doing all kinds of good physical actions and educational things and spreading harmony in what they physically do, how their interactions with other people go. That's all critically important. There are good people running for office that are making massive sacrifices to do that, or talk at school board meetings or whatever they're, you know, called to do, I think is really important physically. But what is underneath all of it and what will determine the effect of the physical actions is what consciousness are they coming from? What do you carry with you? And in line with that, I would just remind everybody that the point of this meditation and prayer and connection with the divine, bringing yourself into harmony with God and being true to yourself on a much deeper level, this is an experience that you work on when you're meditating, when you're praying, when you're focused on your source and on your deeper self, but it's not supposed to be for 10 minutes a week or 10 minutes a day or an hour a week or whatever. That's supposed to remind you of what to do the other 23 and a half hours a day. And that's really important, because you don't only broadcast the frequency of your emotional state while you're meditating or while you're praying. You do it all the time. So if the rest of the time you're in chaos, you're going to be doing a 23 and a half hour meditation every day on chaos, and, you know, overwhelming the positive part that you're doing in the official meditation. So the ultimate goal of this, you know, not ultimate, but the goal of that mental state, that emotional state, is to change the default condition that you're walking around in all day. And then you're getting some serious connection to power. Not from your ego. Doesn't mean that you're a little mini god or anything like that. It means that you're getting your ego out of the way and being willing to transmit this beautiful harmony frequency all the time. And at that point, we have a different world. So I really, you know, feel strongly about this project, and I want it to be seen as a clue to what you are wanting to change to 24 hours a day. And it's not too hard to do. It's your natural state. The other thing I want to mention real quick before we wrap up is that we started a mailing list at lostartsradio.com quite a while ago. And it was with the idea that we were starting to get banned and censored and wanted to stay in touch with you when you couldn't get our videos. And so what I'm thinking about now is I want to start writing to you, the people on that mailing list, and establishing communication, sharing some important stuff with you. And this is not, I'm not talking about setting it up for advertising. I'm talking about I want to communicate with you directly, tell you more about the deeper levels of what we're doing, how it impacts your life, and how you can participate if you want to. But you have to be on that mailing list. It's the only way I can get this sent to you. So if you go to lostartsradio.com, on almost every page, there's over on the right, there's a panel, and I think it's down a little ways. There's a green button, and it'll say join mailing list or sign up for mailing list. If you get on there, I'm going to probably start, if time permits, sending out the first personal communication in the next few days, and then continuing as often as I can. So I hope you're on there. And then you're welcome to respond, because you've got info at lostartsradio.com, and let us know what you think, what's important to you. And we've got something to accomplish with Dr. Cousins has been talking about, you know, since the beginning of the show, where it's really critical. And it's amazing how we can get used to situations that are should be intolerable. And we're in one right now, worldwide, with people just getting slaughtered in so many ways and enslaved and hypnotized. And that's not really an acceptable situation. And fighting in the same frequency as we've been is just going to perpetuate it for another 10,000 years. And I don't think that's a very good plan. So getting totally away from the paradigm that we've been in for so many thousands of years to back to harmony and peace, connection to who you really are, not your fake identities that you fight about all the time, but the real self of all of us that's connected. That's the point. So get on the mailing list if you can. Stay in touch with Dr. Cousins' programs, including Peace 21 coming up in 8 days at drcousins.com, treeoflife.mn.co, lostartsradio.com. And as of now, our programs are still going out. Our only real serious censorship is on YouTube, and we're dealing with that. We're going to try to keep the really mild, friendly, acceptable information going to YouTube so we don't lose that connection. And we may even use YouTube for the project that Dr. Cousins is talking about. Anyway, sorry for the long, drawn-out explanation here, but I think it's critically important. Even though we get distracted with all the things on the physical level, what's underneath is what's controlling the rest in your own life. And you can change that whenever it's important to you to do it. So I encourage you to start now. And the way to start is look what you're broadcasting. Now, you're on the radio. You may not know it, but you're on the radio worldwide and beyond. And what's broadcasting is not just your intellectual thoughts. It's your emotional state that you're in right now. Become aware of it and make it what you want to live in, and you'll spread it. So we'll tell you more about that. Give us your feedback, drcousins.com, and also at info@lostartsradio.com. And I hope you have a great week. Take it seriously. Realize that there's inner work that you're doing. Conscious or not, make it conscious. And we'll see you here next week. Take care.